Hello.
Dr. B, how are you, man?
Oh, man. Really, really, really good.
Oh, great. Where are you today?
Home.
Oh, good. Always good. I thought you were on a boat, or I couldn't tell.
Oh, God, I wish. No. It's just like yesterday I worked all in our garden, which is like going gangbusters.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Do you have clay soils there?
I built the soils.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, we've got the greatest composter, and I have been building worms, and just the soil is so rich. If I accidentally cut myself and bleed in the soil, a child will grow. It's literally amazing.
I love that. That's so great. Yeah, we have, I'm growing five fruit trees on the side of our house. And we have 11 fruit trees total. So we're going for it too.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. It's super rad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying my hand at sweet potatoes and regular potatoes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. We're going to do those too. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, good. So what have you guys been doing?
I've been spending a lot of time. We've got 10 chickens now. So
holy shit.
Yeah, we've got 10 chickens and we're just expanding and growing everything. So I'm spending a lot of time trying to get this stuff going because, you know, you don't know what old Klaus is going to do on the other side of the planet, right?
Yeah. It's being as self-sufficient as you can is the best protection. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So dude, so we bought a freeze dryer. Do you know what these things are?
Oh yeah. Michael's got one. He's got like a commercial one.
Yeah. So we got one of these Harvest Right things and you can freeze dry like anything you want. Meat, cheese, vegetables, fruits. You can freeze dry anything and they'll last for 25 years.
Okay. Okay, cool. I got freeze dry envy.
Oh man. It's so we've been doing raw eggs in there. We've been doing, you know, all kinds of fruit and stuff. And so we're filling them up in Mylar bags and they're going to last for 25 years.
Wait, you freeze dry raw eggs?
Yeah. Yeah. It turns into a powder. We freeze dry raw milk. You know, if the whole thing shuts down, we want to have our own supply of healthy food, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You got to email me what you guys are doing. I got to get a freeze dryer.
Oh my gosh. It's the best thing ever. You could freeze dry entire meals too. It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I got to play.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'll send you the link. It's so great. It's so great. So I've been doing like, you know, a lot of that stuff, staying up to date with everything that we have going on, taking care of the kids, homesteading. And how about you?
Taking care of the businesses, homesteading.
Yep. Same thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be traveling to Thailand at the end of the month.
And, oh, no way.
Yeah, we were supposed to stay there for 2 weeks, but people are asking us to stay for longer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're probably going to be staying the last 3 weeks in November.
Oh, my gosh. That'll be a great time.
I think so. I'm going to be adjusting a boatload of people.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah.
It'll be work/pleasure a little bit.
The person that's arranging it has said I'm going to have like a 3-day vacation out of three weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Which is, I mean, that would be wonderful.
Well, I guess it's a write-off too. So that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, plus two. They're actually paying me to adjust them too. So I'm going to be adjusting probably 50 to 100 people a day.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good. Well, I just made you co-host.
Thank you.
And you should be all set. And is there anything else? Yeah. You're coming in great. Your audio is great.
Yeah. Good internet here. Okay.
Good.
So, buddy, have a great Sunday.
Oh my gosh, you too.
Give Kate a big hug. Give the kids a big hug.
Definitely will. Thanks, Doc. I hope it goes well and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
There he is.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions, they can raise a hand or I'll try and look at the chat, but I'm not that good at it. couple of things is going to be kind of cool. If we're doing a lot of stem cell stuff, and I've never done any research into stem cells, but I got to tell you, I actually had my first injection of stem cells. So I'm using myself as a self-experimenter about a month and a half ago. And it's kind of wild. I also found out that red light therapy can increase stem cell production. So just exposure to the sun will increase your own stem cells. And that's how you can regenerate virtually any kind of tissue in the body. And coming up, we're going to be talking about how your gut flora is involved in reversing arthritis. I know. And also how collagen, healthy amounts of amino acids are actually vital for brain function. So if that doesn't stimulate questions, I can. I'm going to be talking about cancer as well. And one of the things with a cancer is there's two ways to handle it. And this is kind of a unique way. One way is to view that the body is being attacked by some disease. And then so your approach would be to beat the disease, fight the cancer, destroy any abnormal cell growth. Or if you look at cancer, it has an adaptive physiologic response where the body is adapting to physical, chemical, or emotional stresses. So environmental toxins and things that are carcinogen, they're not really carcinogens. They're actually toxins that the body will wall off. So the body forms tumors. And so the way that you handle cancer is not by attacking the pathogen or the supposed pathogen. You attack a cancer by strengthening the immune system so you don't attack cancer. So the way to reverse cancer is by strengthening the immune system, which if that doesn't blow your mind, it should. Now, so if anybody has any questions, there's a way that you put your hand up or like a raise a hand, or you can ask in the chat room. If nobody does, so I'll go over how to deal with cancer, because cancer is kind of important. And when you're looking at that, it affects about 50% of the population currently, and it's going to affect more of the population. Because the body literally, and this is the way that you walk people through it, because when you're changing a mindset of that cancer isn't a disease attacking the body, that the body forms tumors. So what I start people with is, did demons come in and form a tumor, or did your body form the tumor? Because you got to break that mindset of their body is being attacked by something. So how do you change that mindset? You look at your body. Has anything that helps your body's metabolic processes? Because you only got things that you have to do. You have to take in nutrients. You got to assimilate those nutrients. And by assimilation, it means that you've got to break proteins to amino acids, fats to fatty acids, and carbohydrates to usable sugars. And some people have a mindset, well, sugar's bad. Sugar feeds cancer. Eliminate sugars. No, processed white sugar is poisonous. It literally, you can poison your body with it. But healthy sugars are actually what your body converts everything to. So every kind of plant product is pretty much broken down into usable sugars so that you can use that. And then in plants, you're also getting the amino acids. So, you know, you've got to take in nutrients and assimilate them, which means you're breaking down these materials into amino acids, fatty acids, and usable sugars. And then you have to produce proteins. Now, one thing that we're kind of changing the entire world is that people are being injected with something that alters their protein production. So if anyone's gotten the mRNA shots, or even the Johnson & Johnson, which uses an adenovirus as a vector, the body is producing foreign proteins. And the way that the body looks at anything that any protein that hasn't been tempered by digestion, it looks at it as a pathogen. This is why the spike proteins inside of the mRNA shot, or actually the mRNA, gets into your body, shuts down the protein that some of your cells are producing. And we're talking within 6 hours after an injection, the liver starts to produce different proteins, but it also goes into the brain, the ovaries, uterus, testes, spleen, liver, adrenal glands, pancreas, I mean, everything. So it's going to shut down the cells that are producing those proteins that the organ is supposed to. Then it produces a foreign protein that the body is going to recognize and build an immune system defense. And that spike protein, the moron doctors that are promoting it are saying, look, it's not a full virus, it won't infect. No, that's not the point. When a protein is presented inside of the stream, the bloodstream, that isn't tempered by digestion, it triggers an immune system response. Now, some of these immune system responses can kill the person. So it's really important to understand that any friend that you've had, anybody that you've gotten that's gotten the mRNA shots or any of the shots, they can be confident that their body will protect itself, because every 120 days, every red blood cell you got is brand new. So if you go through 3, 4, 5 cycles of blood, and I'm talking about 1 to 2 years of being healthy, then you may be able to suppress that abnormal protein production. And one of the things that we talk about is glutathione can deactivate some of the free radicals. Vitamin C can deactivate it. You don't want to do glutathione and vitamin C at the same time. Because they don't have a synergistic effect, even though they're both antioxidants. Sleep patterns are huge. So anything that interrupts melatonin, and melatonin is another powerful antioxidant. And if you think about this, why would the body produce a hormone that initiates sleep, that helps you to sleep, but it's also an antioxidant? Because when you're sleeping, your body goes through this oxidative metabolic process where you're breaking down and building up cells. And if you break down and build them up, that creates free radicals. So antioxidants actually help you. Okay. So I thought that was interesting. So no questions yet. And all you got to do is raise a hand. Although I'm not quite sure.
I'll raise my hand.
Let me see. Oh, there, Charles.
How are you, sir?
Really good. You got a thumbs up. I was just trying to figure out how to raise a hand.
Oh, trust me, you and I are in this together. A question about what you just said. So if you do the vitamin C, can you do the glutathione after it if you don't mix it in, like right after it?
I wouldn't do it right afterwards because they both have an antioxidant effect. And it's kind of like if you're dealing with the shot, glutathione, and remember, our knowledge of vitamins, of how they're utilized in the body is really, really low level.
Well, no, this isn't about the shot. It's about, you know, the maintenance that I'm going to get, you know, from Bridget. You know, there will be times I'll go, if she wants to do the mass vitamin C, 35 grams, and then After that drains through the IV, she'll want to put the glutathione in. Should I just do it on another day?
Yeah, I do it on a different day.
Okay.
And also too, when you're, it's kind of like when we're working on, when we see a live blood cell analysis and we see certain pathogens, like parasites and stuff, without parasites, we die. And so when you see parasites or some kind of, pathogens in the blood, first, we give a huge antioxidant like blood ozone, and then blood ozone, we follow that about 3-4 hours later with the antioxidant, either vitamin C, depending on the physiology we want, or glutathione, one or the other, not both together. And that's the interesting part.
Okay.
So yeah. So, you know, it's kind of cool too. After you do the blood ozone, if you, before you do the antioxidants, do another blood analysis and you see literally cells that look like cells, but they're broken apart. Because when you put the blood under a hyperoxygen state, pathogens that live in an anaerobic environment, they can't live. So it's, and then the antioxidants go in there and clean up everything. They clean up all the old cells.
Cool.
I know.
Oh, by the way, my wife, Bridget, we're coming back out at the end of the year.
Ah, cool. Oh, my
God. I want to do my other. Are you open the week after Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're not. I haven't even looked at the calendar, but I've been told that the holidays fall on a weekend. So
yes, Christmas is Sunday. And I talked to somebody at your Tijuana branch because we're getting ready to buy our tickets. And they said, it looks open, so we don't have any reason to believe that it's going to be closed. So you'll be there that weekend, the day after Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 3 weeks before December, I'm going to be in Thailand. So when I get back, I'm going to want to, even though I'm going to be seeing probably 50 to 100 people a day over in Thailand, I'm going to want to get back to work.
Okay. So good. We just wanted to make sure we get our tickets, and then we'll be there 2 weeks. So the week after New Year's, you'll be there every day too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Thank you.
For sure. We got it. We got to start the New Year's off right.
Okay.
Okay, brother. Now, let me see. I've got... Oh, here's a good one. It's from the chat room, from Jared Farmer. I have non-diabetic neuropathy in my feet. I've heard it can be obstructed nerve in my ankle or maybe the spine. How do I fix this? Hell yeah, neuropathy. And this is why the medical priesthood, they still maintain the Latin for all these terms. Because if you say non-diabetic neuropathy, in English, that would be pinched nerve. And the nerves that supply the foot, okay, come out of the low back. Now, you can have a direct impingement, but that would be very, very unusual. And what you're going to see in diabetic neuropathy in the foot is the big toe is going to be leaning towards the other toes. So that means that you've got long-term compromised nerve in the foot. It could be where you're not getting the right nutrients, like poor gut flora means you're not going to be absorbing B12 because you need intrinsic factors secreted by the stomach to get B12, and B12 deficiency can also create an alteration in how the nerves communicate their signals because nerves are electrical. They're also chemical. So you fix it by looking at the lumbar, looking at the thoracic and looking at the cervical spine, then looking at the foot and the biomechanics. And then that's how you fix it. Okay. Stephanie B. You can lower your hand, my dear.
Okay. So I just wanted to kind of tell you about my mother-in-law, and she had the 3 shots. After her booster, she lost like 20 pounds. My sister-in-law took her in and they found tumors in her lungs. She already had emphysema. Okay. She didn't want to do conventional medicine. So we took her in for ozone and she did quite a few weeks of ozone treatment. Mm-hmm. But into like maybe the 3rd week, her legs, she kept saying that her legs felt very heavy. We didn't know what to do. We told this person that her legs were heavy. And then by the end of it, she was just like, couldn't walk like she used to. There were mornings where she'd get up and she fell a couple times and she was just limp. So I was thinking it was GBS, but anyway, we found out, and I also, her sodium levels were really low. So we started giving her sodium tablets. And my sister-in-law asked Kaiser, because I said to her, I don't think the sodium tablets are working very well because we kept having to increase them. They were just ones we got at REI. And I said, is there a prescription sodium? She checked into it. Kaiser said, well, unless you bring her in, we're not going to give you sodium tablets. Hey, you like that? Yeah. And I didn't know this. She didn't tell me this until we got to Hawaii. We went to Hawaii last week and she was just like cutting her egg with her fingernail. And I said, we got to get her in. There's something going on here. This isn't right. But they kept telling my sister-in-law, oh, it's the cancer. It's going through her body, blah, 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 blah. So we went in and she was dehydrated. He gave us a sodium, 1,000 milligram sodium tablet. This is all in Hawaii. And so she's gotten a lot better since we went in. So, but I'm just wanted to let you know, just applicable to what you were just talking about, is that we, I think we did one glutathione. We did vitamin C after she had done the ozone for a while. Do you think that, oh, so then, oh no, I forgot. So she breaks out in the skin stuff all over her, the top of her thighs, her arms, doc. It was horrible. They were bleeding.
Yep. Perfect.
It was horrible, right? So finally, after 2 months, I was like, we got to get her in. They did a biopsy and they said it was lupus. So they gave us hydroxychloroquine. She's been on hydroxychloroquine since. And then she, we had a topical steroid that got rid of the open sore, you know, the open stuff all over her. So this is what this process has been going through. Now, we've tried to avoid, because, you know, all they give us is, oh, you know, make her comfortable. She's not going to be around long. But we also did a CT in Hawaii. And he said, with contrast and without. And I said, why do we need contrast? I was really against them. But it's my sister-in-law. It's her mother. And I, you know, can only go so far. I just go, this is what you want to do. Found out nothing's in her brain. They kept telling her at Kaiser, oh, it's going to spread throughout her body. So my sister-in-law was so thrilled that it hadn't gone to her brain. So do you think the heaviness was doing the ozone and it activated this lupus? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, forget the lupus. Forget that stuff. When you're getting the shots, and one of the reasons the shots increase cancer rates crazy, mm-hmm. is because it literally suppresses one of the immune system responses that identifies abnormal cell growth. They're called toll-like receptors.
Okay.
And so you've got ways that the body detoxes: respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. And you've got two main blood filters. You've got the kidneys and lungs. So anytime you're presented with toxins, these blood filters can get jammed up. Okay. I mean, it's weird to look at the body as like a biologic machine, but it makes sense. Now, if, since she has a history of lung issues, you know, from smoking and things, it means that tissue is damaged. So the body, that damaged tissue, you already have a system in place to chew up abnormally placed tissue. And this is what viruses, funguses, bacteria, you know, they never cause an issue unless there's dead, dying tissue. This is why young, healthy people can't get sick. This is why old, healthy people can't get sick, because they don't have any dead tissue to allow these pathogens to go in there and clean it up.
Okay.
So when you get that shot, you're getting a boatload of proteins in there that your body is producing. And it suppresses all, and so the body is going to be walling off everything. This is why we're seeing a shitload of tumors. Right. So then her body tries to exudate it, to get it out. And so this is where you're going to see lesions in the skin. Okay. So it's really a blood health issue. The factor used in hydroxychloroquine is freaking brilliant, because that helps the blood. It helps the body literally detox. This is why they call hydroxychloroquine, they call it Sunday to Sunday. Okay, in Africa, because it's fantastic for malaria, because it's a blood, an opportunistic blood pathogen. And so it just helps.
So do you think she's taking only 200 milligram a day? Do you think that's enough?
Generally, the dosage for hydroxychloroquine is usually like 600 doses the first day, and then it's like 200 each day. But, you know, you're on the right pathway.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm sorry. Older people, like I took care of elderly people for a while. And one gentleman, he didn't sweat anymore. We'd go on walks. I mean, couple mile walks together. He never perspired. She's not perspiring anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's also the stress. So to go back to the three basics, the physical, chemical, emotional stress. Okay. And clean the blood. We got to just keep her alive where the body keeps recycling. So we've got to get her up to 3 bowel movements a day. So before she eats, okay, get a little bit of insoluble fibers like psyllium husks, or there's also colonies. There's a whole Metamucil. There's a whole bunch of little fibers. And I'm talking like a teaspoon in just a little cup of water.
Okay.
And so she's going to drink that. That'll also help control insulin levels, which she's in a stress state. So the insulin is going to be a big deal.
Okay.
Okay. And then, you know, get her on juicing and blending. Now, one of the things, and this is going to freak some people out, is carrot juice. Carrots high in sugar. Sugar feeds cancer. Run. The sky's falling. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, oh, God bless you. Thanks, dear. Broccoli leaves and fresh apples. So Gerson therapy has been utilizing cancer because it has antifungals in it. Any kind of plants that are grown in moist soil, they've lived in that soil. So they have anti-mold, antifungal properties. So it's like absolutely fantastic. That's going to be a good idea. Apples have malic acid that clean the kidneys, but also garlic, onions. Like we'll do a thing, like I call it a super soup, where we use turmeric root, garlic, onions, black pepper, and sea salt, and just chop everything up, put it in a pot, and cook it down so it's like a nice soup. And oh my God, that's antimicrobial, antifungal, anti-everything. So
that's awesome. Getting her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then with a little bit of soluble fiber before and a soup, you know, every other day. But the best doctor is inside of her. Mm-hmm. She's going to be craving certain things. Like if she's craving sugar, she needs more energy. So give her like a avocado, coconut oil, something like that. If she's craving, you know, broccoli or Brussels sprouts or juicing or blending, just get it in there. But we got to clean the kidneys. That's going to be the malic acid and apple juice and soluble fibers, garlic, lemon, citrus, all of that stuff. Lemon water will clean the kidneys if people are freaked out about apples.
Okay.
Cayenne supplements. And this is why we tell everybody that's gone through the shot, cayenne supplements, because that vasodilates.
Right.
And it's loaded with vitamin C. Glutathione, which is huge because that deactivates the graphene oxide, and then omega-3s, okay, to help get the antioxidants in there. And it could be chia seeds, hemp seeds, anything like that.
Okay. All right. Well, she seems to be getting better. So hopefully, you know, we're working on it and we just want to keep her around as long as we can. So
she will. Yeah. Cause she doesn't have lupus.
I knew it was. Yeah, well, those, you know what? They told my sister-in-law that it was the cancer that was activating the lupus. I go, how could she get lupus unless it was from the shot? Right?
Yeah. There's not like a definitive diagnosis. Lupus is one of the junkyard diagnoses.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's kind of like Lyme disease, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Doc. Thank you.
Okay, right. My dear. Mohammed.
Hello, Dr. B. How are you?
Hello, brother. Really good, man.
I have a couple of questions. My first question about sunlight exposure. How much is too much? I used to lay down in the sun for hours, maybe 2 hours sometimes. And after that, I feel so good and full of energy and everything. But the last few months, what happened is the exact opposite. After 1 hour in the sun, I feel tired and so tired. It doesn't make any sense. The other thing is... my eyes, it becomes kind of more sensitive to light, especially sunlight, especially when I go out and everything. I wonder what is the deal here.
Okay, a couple of things. One, how much is too much sun exposure? It really depends on the color of your skin and the health of your gut. Now, one of the things, and this, I doubt if it's affecting you, but when you're in the sun, just like if you were going to put a steak in an oven, okay, the heat breaks down certain proteins. Now, people, and you got to figure, I'm in Southern California, so we get a lot of light-skinned people that are getting sunburnt because they're being laying on the beach, okay? Yeah. And they can get nausea after a sunburn. They can get where they can't eat because the sunlight literally is breaking down the proteins to amino acids. It taxes the kidneys. So people with long-term sun exposure, they can get nauseous, their blood can become thick, they can tax the kidneys. And then if they have an unhealthy gut flora, they're not able to produce the protein. So then there's going to be fatigue afterwards. So fatigue after being in the sun makes sense because you're actually breaking it down and your body has to go in and detox and the kidney function, everything else. So water will help. Water with minerals will help recover from a sunburn. But then also, too, a healthy gut flora will help. And then the more light sensitive could be that there's some kind of stressor. And stress is huge. Under any physical, chemical, or emotional stress, your pupils are going to dilate. And this is why people that are in a stress state, I mean, it's a defense mechanism. So when you're being chased by a tiger, your pupils are going to dilate to let more information in. Pupils will also do a thing called they constrict for looking at stuff up close, and they dilate for distance. So you're in a sympathetic dominant state, you're actually, you want more information coming in. So that pupillary dilation is a big cause.
Yeah.
Is that, isn't that you, I know, man, humans are cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
I think so, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. V.
Okay, brother. Jordan.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, my dear?
Okay. I don't know if you remember me every time I get on here, and I'm always talking about anxiety because I'm always afraid of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would be too. Yeah. Particularly now with all the information coming out. Yeah.
So I tested positive this week.
Oh, wait. Which test did you use? Was it the PCR test?
I have no idea. It was the one that my job forced me to do because I wouldn't take the vaccine. So they sent us home with them.
So they shoved a tube up your nose or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, it's the PCR test.
This one?
Yeah, perfect. Wait. Yeah, so that's the PCR test. Yeah, do you want to know about the accuracy of that? And let's look at real health authorities. How about December 2021? The CDC said the PCR test is completely inaccurate and that it can't even identify anything other than the flu. The developer of that test, who actually won a Nobel Prize, Carrie Mullis, said that you can show everybody positive for everything, that you cannot identify infectivity. Now, the antibody test is 86% as effective as the PCR test, which is the gold standard, which doesn't work. So when you say that you've been diagnosed with COVID-19, I'm curious if they had come up with a new test that actually can identify COVID-19, because there is no
test. No.
That's that. Okay. So. Here, this will make sense to you.
So I caught something, though.
Oh, yeah. And ask all your friends, okay, if you know anyone that's had a cold in the last 3 years,
Oh, no, it's whole, everybody's catching everything, whatever it is out there.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it is out there. Dear, do you remember back and think way back before 2019? If you had a cold in the wintertime or a cold from this or a cold from that, it wasn't, where'd you get it from? Okay, okay. No, hon, the cure for the common cold is the common cold. There is no reason to be afraid of a virus, particularly when viruses have a job. Your 45% of your DNA is viral. Okay, it's not of your origin. Even your mitochondria have different DNA. Okay, you are a sea of bacteria and funguses and pathogens and all this stuff. You're a symbiote. You're designed to live here. Like Jordan, if you and me got together, and I'm talking like in the same room, I'm going to share everything I got with you. I'm going to share my viruses, funguses, bacteria, everything, every pathogen in me. And you're going to share everything you got with me so that we can survive. If you come to my environment, you're going to be okay. I come to your environment, I'm going to be okay. So that's why nobody needs to be afraid of viral shedding or anything like that. But now if you have a physical, chemical, or emotional stress, that will weaken your tissue production. Weakening your tissue production or elimination, like you're not getting 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, you have poor sleep patterns, you have any kind of anxiety, it means that you're going to have more dead cells because you're not sloughing off the cells, you're not taking in the nutrients. And then this is going to allow funguses, viruses, and bacteria to do their job to clean up that dead tissue. So when somebody says, because like I was coughing really bad about 3-4 weeks ago. My throat was kind of funky. You know, I was blowing my nose every day. And people said, where'd you catch it? And I said, no, I fucking earned it. I worked my ass off to get it. I stayed up really, really late. I didn't take my vitamins. Okay, I was in an extremely stressed state. Okay, I earned it. I'm sorry, what test did you use? You see what I mean, dear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, I thank you for that. It makes me feel better. Like, it's like, I think sometimes it is the dauntingness of the name and what they've assigned it or whatever.
Oh yeah, but then what is the European Parliament say now? What did they say this week? Holy shit, we now know that this has never been worse than the flu. Okay, never been worse than the flu. The testing doesn't work right at all. Okay, and that was used to vaccine passports and to lock people down into social distance. The vaccine doesn't, it's not even a vaccine. They had to change the definition. It doesn't prevent infection or transmission, and it causes a huge amount of side effects. So, you know?
Yeah. I have two questions about it.
Yes.
I think I'm doing everything that I should be doing. Like, I'm trying to take all the proper, I'm trying to be as calm as possible. And then take like vitamin C, D, zinc, elderberry,
black
oil.
Okay, I got a challenge with the first thing you said there, but go ahead.
Okay.
I'm trying to be calm as possible. Doesn't work. Okay. But look at it a little bit different. Okay. If you master your emotions, you change the chemicals your brain secretes. Okay. It's like I had a couple, husband and wife, horrible thing. One of their children, it was killed in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And the wife, the mother was going through and she was saying, yeah, you know, it's a challenge. I've got to, you know, think about maybe I had another kid, you know, she was, and the husband was saying, no. I'm okay. I'm thinking as many positive thoughts as I can. And it's, dude, it ain't going to work. Okay. But you can reprogram the subconscious by doing neurolinguistic programming. So you can take an active approach at reprogramming your thought process. So like when you hear, if your thoughts are wired for survival, Okay. And this is how our species has got to this point so far. You know, we're going from foxhole to foxhole. So if you've been propagandized, okay, by the, you know, 2.5 years, which everybody has been, okay, then your brain is firing along this pattern. So we change that pattern. Okay. It's like, if you had a cat that was killed, by a fire truck, okay, when you were 7, you don't know why, but every time you hear a fire engine, you cry. Okay. Right. Or you feel sad. So that's a firing pattern in your brain that is protecting you to keep you alive, to survive. So the fear now of COVID-19, doing the test for COVID-19, wondering, should I have gotten the shot? You know, should I not have? What about other people? You know, I mean, all the different stuff that a brain will go through when you've been inundated with propaganda, you know, and then your friends too, friends and family. You know, this is Nazi Germany. I mean, they're going to turn you in if you didn't get the shot. You know, so now anytime your brain, because thoughts fall like dominoes, when you see that hit, okay, that's when you go in and say, look, I got to reprogram. I am healthy. I'm dynamic. I'm vibrant. I'm strong. I am healed. You know, so actively reprogram that subconscious. Yeah. Don't try. You know, what did Yoda say? There is no try. Do or do not. Okay, I know it isn't real, okay?
Thank you. So, real quick, like, I have so much sinus congestion that I don't feel like anything that I'm taking is helping. And it's really just annoying, like, where it's, my ears are clogged, like, I'm dizzy-ish, like I feel like I have swirly head, like somebody's just taking a pin in my head and just like and totally so cool. I'm just
good. I got a solution. Okay, do you like spicy foods?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well the reason is because if you said, oh god, yeah, I mean, I live for spice. If you were like my wife, okay, you know, she'll eat jalapenos. That we have an entire garden set aside for spicy foods. I mean, I'm talking habanero, every kind of pepper you could imagine. You don't, but spicy foods, the capsaicin in like cayenne pepper thins mucus. So you're talking about backed up sinuses. So we've got to thin the mucus so it can drain. Okay. Not being able to clog your ears means the back of your throat's not working right. So you got to get to the chiropractor, get your neck adjusted. That would be ideal. Or do the neck curve exercise like we talk about in all our videos. Get a cayenne supplement before each meal. That'll help thin the mucus. You can also
just take the pepper, like, and pour it on something. I don't have the supplements here.
I mean, heck, you can go and they have empty gelatin capsules, okay, that you can fill with cayenne supplements. It's just, you know, it's go big or go home, you know? Okay. So you get a capsaicin supplement and it is powerful, but you got to take it with food. Then you can make the super soup. The super soup is like gold. Okay. Kind of looks like gold too. Chop up turmeric root. And I'm talking really, really thin. If you've ever chopped turmeric root, everything you're going to touch with that frigging thing is going to turn yellow. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's going to be the cover of your smock there. Okay. Your toothbrush will turn yellow after you eat this stuff. Turmeric root, garlic, onions, black pepper, sea salt. And chop that sucker up. White onion would be the best. Chop it up, have cook it down. And that stuff will strengthen your immune system, detox. It's antimicrobial. It will kill funguses. Amazing. Okay, then lots of tea. Lots of, just any kind of herbal remedy is going to start to inundate. So you can get up to 2 to 3 healthy bowel movements a day. And your urine's got to be almost clear. So you're getting lots of fluid, but make sure every time you're drinking something that it's got some good nutrient value.
Okay. Okay. And then you said I can just like sprinkle the cayenne on the food also?
You can. Or
can I put it in the tea?
Well, you can, except I don't know if you're going to be doing enough because you already told me you don't like spicy foods. But yeah, I love you. I don't want to talk to you and say, look, I don't believe you. But we got to inundate your body with that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Last question real quick. I'm sorry. But so I guess it's probably just propaganda and things that are like overwhelming my mind, but this is what it is. And so I'm here to share and to get support from my friends here. So I don't know if it's this cold that I have or whatever is going on, but like I've found two little bumps on my neck that they look like they could be a little pussy, but they're small. But then I started seeing like little bumps that are not like pussy looking, like just appear like on my face. And I'm just like, what the heck? And my mind ran to shingles because I know that somebody, a friend of mine told me like, oh, like if you get this, you can't get the shingles. I don't plan to get shingle shots or anything anyway, but like they were just saying that, oh, this kind of virus particular like affects that or whatever. And I don't know if you can see the bumps, but like they just scare me a little bit.
I haven't gotten over puberty either. I still get pimples. Yeah. So when you look at this, okay, any kind of skin lesion, particularly like zits or pimples or red stuff, it's going to be the body either trying to detox. That's one. That makes sense. And this is why people will have outbreaks under any kind of stress, because they're suppressing their urine and their fecal because they're in that fight or flight state. And so when you're in that sympathetic dominant state, you don't have good, healthy gut flora. So the body's going to get rid of stuff. This is why detoxing, sweating is so important, because you got respiration, perspiration, pooping and peeping. And so all of that is going to start to it's going to be like an exudate to get the stuff out. Yeah. Shingles aren't going to be little red dots everywhere. Okay. They're going to be a dermatomal pattern. And dermatome is an area of skin supplied by a specific nerve root. So it won't be one up here, one down here. It's going to be along a straight long line. And even that, super high dose vitamin C will knock that stuff out. Okay. And healthy gut flora will knock it out. And saunas will knock it out. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do for opportunistic pathogens.
Okay.
Yeah. You got no worries.
All right. And we got a plan. We got to be active.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're going to be 100%. Here, I'm going to move the shade thing over just a bit. Let me help you. Yeah, that'll do it. Ah, cool. Excellent. Hello.
Thank you.
I'm back now. That way I look less angelic. I don't know that sunlight. So you're set, my dear?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Gina.
And encouragement and truth.
God bless you. You're amazing. Gina, are you there?
I am. Hi, Dr. B. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And a shout out to Jordan. Jordan, hang in there. You look great. Stop worrying. So I just want to let you know that I'll send a prayer out for you and you'll be just fine. But Dr. B, I have three quick questions. I know it's probably tight, so if you can't answer them all, it's fine. I know you're probably not a fan of meal replacement, but if I had to keep something at my office, if I was in a pinch, what meal replacement or brand can I look up for purchase to have if there was a one, you know, if I every once in a blue moon wanted just to take a shake or something?
I don't know. You know, Justin would probably know the best because he knows that.
So I'll ask him next time. I haven't been on any of his yet, so I will get on one of his. Okay.
Like some of the best ones are going to be like pea-based proteins, organic, that you just mix in with some fruit juice. that's going to be ideal. There's like we use Dr. Tony's greens or reds that you can just mix up in, but any kind of ground up vegetable, there's a bunch of them out there. Just make sure it's organic.
Okay.
And
pea-based, you said?
Yeah, pea-based. Yeah, okay. So it's not soy-based protein. Yeah, mm-hmm. But Sun Warrior is a really good one. I like a lot of their products.
Okay. Yeah,
also David Avocado Wolf. He's got there's a couple of meal replacements also with certain mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms that are out of this world.
Yeah, I've never taken any mushrooms, so I probably should put that in my diet a little bit here and there.
Oh my God. Yeah. When you're at the market, look at all the different mushrooms. And we're talking like Woods Ear, amazing. I mean, chaga is fantastic because that lasts for friggin' ever. And you just toss it in a pot and just drink that throughout the day. When you get into medicinal mushrooms, that will, you know, having a quick snack is going to be out of this world out of that stuff.
Okay, perfect. And how about, I hate to swallow pills, but I do it. So if there was a shot or mineral drink of vitamins and minerals, do you have any recommendations that you do for
the best one that I've come across is Body Balance, and that's ground up seaweed.
Okay.
It's ground up seaweed and aloe, and that's super high in minerals. And without minerals, you can't utilize vitamins.
Okay.
And so that's ideal. Also, any kind of vitamin C that you can mix with water, so you're getting it throughout the day.
Okay.
And it's like this stuff. This is, well, it's not what it's on the label. Okay. I just use the bottle. Chlorine dioxide. Okay. Fantastic. I mean, for oxygenating the blood and amazing. And there was actually a question from Tina on there, how to heal interstitial cystitis. DMSO orally is one of the few approved drugs for interstitial cystitis, which is like inflammation of the bladder. But DMSO occasionally, it's a solvent. And when you look up, and you got to read the book, DMSO Handbook for Doctors by Archie Scott. And there's also Morton Walker as a good book. But when you see, you're just talking 5 milliliters of DMSO, which is like a teaspoon, with a little bit of iodine and a little apple cider vinegar and a little shot of water, your body is going to detox and you're going to smell kind of funky. I've heard people will smell like canned corn. And when I do it, when I was first experimenting around with it about a year ago, patients were saying, "Doc, what's that? What's that smell?" You know, and so shit. Okay. So I can't do it while I'm adjusting people. So I'll do it like on a Friday night. So that way I smell bad Saturday and I just piss off my friends. I don't care about that. But you're going to notice that the solvent gets in there and it starts to detox some of the long-term negatives that we're exposed to, because we're exposed to so many different chemicals that your body can't process. So many different plastics are inside your body, and this thing breaks it down and flushes it out. And you'll see, like DMSO, if you have, and this is why, like you're asking me about the one thing, not a good meal replacement, but chlorine dioxide and DMSO, that mm-hmm. should be in everybody's cupboard before strengthening the immune system and detoxing your system. And that is like amazing. You know, you still got to have the vitamins, you know, where you're taking, you know, omegas, vitamin C, minerals. I mean, even though I do Body Balance, which is plant-based minerals, I still do magnesium and zinc and, you know, prostate formula, because I'm a male living in America. You know, we're exposed to tons of pesticide or estrogen-based pesticides. And this is why there's estrogenic tumors in so many people. But all of those things will detox your system. It's like if you were going to get an organ transplant, they pack that crap in DMSO, okay, to maintain the integrity of the tissue.
That is excellent, because I do have DMSO. I follow Amanda Vollmer. I don't know if you know who Amanda Vollmer is, but she talks a lot about it. She wrote a book that I read, so I know where it comes from, how it's made. It's so interesting. I have it in my beauty products. But the interstitial cystitis, I haven't had it formally diagnosed, but that's probably what's been going on with me. I've been getting chronic UTIs. So
here, Tina, hold on 1 second. Because Gina had three questions.
Oh,
and it was only one.
I could pass, but I appreciate that. The last one was if you were going to do, I can't sometimes do a full soak, a foot soak for like a detox. What is a good, what would you, do you ever do foot soaks or is that kind of, don't really need to?
Well, not for detoxing, but just because it feels good.
Okay. So that's
I actually had one of those electronic, you know, foot detoxing baths that you put your feet in there and it foams up and turns black and everything else. I bought one and I gave it to one of my patients who literally is a rocket scientist. Okay. And I gave it to him for about 3 months so that he'd experiment with everything and found out that it didn't really work. But, you know, you figure the feet are the furthest point away from their heart. Gravity gets down there. A lot of people don't have good blood supply to the feet. And so diabetic symptoms, gout shows up in the feet. A lot of blood toxicities do. So it makes sense that anything that you do to the feet, like even if you're putting them in hot water, is going to rush blood supply and help detox the body.
Okay. I got it.
And for every guy out there, if you want to make your girl happy, a foot massage, we're talking return on investment. You go like this for 5 minutes, okay? Yeah.
That is 100% on that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you every day.
Oh, God bless you, dear.
Bless you.
Tina, you're back, my dear.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were responding to my question. So I have all these things that are going on in, you know, the gut area, probably stemming from leaky gut. And so I just want to do like a fast just to, you know, so I've been, I practice one meal a day and now I've been doing fasting every other day to work myself up to a longer fast. Will that help to fix some of the stuff that's going on in my abdominal area?
It could. Fasting on a regular basis is fantastically good for you. I mean, most everyone's heard about intermittent fasting where you don't eat for like 12 hours.
Right.
Certain nutrient deficiencies like scurvy is corrected by fasting. This is why like the sailors, you know, they'd be stuck on a boat when their ship went down and they would recover from nutrient deficiencies by fasting. For healing cancer, we recommend fasting 2 non-consecutive days a week. Okay. To strengthen your immune system response. Okay. And I mean, just brilliant. There's a fast that you can do, but it's kind of a disgusting fast. But where you got to drink bentonite clay like every day. So it's really binding to toxins and then you're getting a whole bunch of pills, which is disgusting. Yeah. I've done it twice and it's disgusting. It's VE Irons, VE Irons. They have a 7-day and a 9-day fast. But it involves like, God, I don't know. I think of like 20 pills a day and clay shakes twice a day.
Okay.
It's putrid. Yeah. And the other one is the Master Cleanse, which you're using, lemon juice, cayenne and molasses or grade B maple syrup. And you're drinking that stuff to give you a little bit of nutrients throughout the system. And you do that for, you know, 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
That one's more palatable. It's just, I still got a bit that whole drinking clay sucks.
I can't imagine. So those two, you could possibly help with my, in addition to can I do the DSMO while I'm on a fast?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And one of the things with DMSO, and they've been using this for, you know, 100 years in animal and human medicine, but, or therapies, yeah. Anything that's on the skin, if you put DMSO, it'll drive it in.
Right.
Same thing with the intestinal tract. Okay. So if you're going to take it and you want extra absorption of the supplements, beautiful. Take the supplements first. And then within 15, 20 minutes, then you do a shot of DMSO and it'll get the absorption in there.
Like the 5 milligrams is what you're...
Milliliters.
Milliliters, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's that whole friggin' metric thing, you know, grams or liters, I know. And what's a trip, though, is you're going to get it in the system, but it also works in the negative. So if you've had a glass of wine or a beer or anything like that, yeah, you can, you're going to get fast absorption of the alcohol in the system, and that can be negative. Right. So,
yeah, because I have this facial cream that I use that has DSMO in it, and she says, if you apply that, do not apply any chemical cosmetics on your face or anything chemical on your body for at least a half hour. So,
yep. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So then that's the road I'll take then. I'll do the DSMO and maybe look into the Master Cleanse. I'm going to look into that one and hopefully get this cleared up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you will. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
Okay, my dear. Let's talk to you later. Okay. I've got a message from
John.
Pastor Jasper. Jasperson. Hi, John. I'm here first. I don't have audio or a camera on my computer. My daughter got an MLS, and she's 17 years old. It seems like it's from childhood vaccines. We're in Denmark. They use aluminum and all the vax. Don't know if we should avoid. We know that now that we should avoid all vaccines, that we didn't get corona vaccines either. How can we detox? We live in Denmark, Europe, so going to your clinic isn't an option. Yeah, there's the best way to detox from the standard vaccines is EDT chelation. There's going to be a couple of clinics that you can do that, but also just regular oral chelation. There's a lot of different chelating agents, like cilantro, any kind of green vegetable is going to start to allow that to detox from the system. She can also is going to have a gut flora. So look at all these fermented foods and let food be her medicine. So there's going to be a ton of things that she can do because she's going to have behavioral bowel breathing and skin issues if she's gone through the vaccine program, either one or more of those. And her body will recover, but you've got to heal the gut flora. She's going to have problems sleeping, so you got to change your sleep patterns. I know of one guy in Denmark, south of Denmark, Belgium. I'll try and get his name to you. He's studied with adjusting and things. He's not a chiropractor, but he does have a clinic and a table like mine. So he may be able to help with some of the physical stressors there too. Now, if anybody has any questions, they could raise a hand. I'm looking at this. Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, good. Karsten, I'll try and find that. I'm looking through here. Okay. Now,
Brian.
Yeah.
Raise your hand on your reactions on your Zoom.
Brian, do you have a question?
He does.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I've hit the jackpot. I'm being diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer and no cure. I was on the Gleason score. I was 4+5. The PSI 16.8 corrected to 33.6. They put me on hormone implant from male progesterone to female estrogen, and I have 12 weekly implants for the rest of my life at the surgery. I've just done 5 of 6, it'll be the 6th one Tuesday, radiotherapy. There's evidence of background infiltration with chronic lymphomic lymphomic, what's the word? Lymphoma, yeah, lymphoma cells. So that's what's happening. I go with my daughter to see, I've got two outstanding appointments now, following those last two treatments, to go with my daughter to see the consultant to see what the, what they propose to do next. Got any comments, John?
Now, are you taking any supplements or any vitamins or any?
Yeah, they put me on vitamin D tablets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Aspiration and hip pelvic one for the liquid and one for the core. I had that on Thursday, taking biopsies. The liquid and the core, the main thing. I still got the patch on my back to not wash there and all the rest of it. So that was another delight.
Absolute barbarism. Okay, let's get you healthy. What part of the UK are you in?
Milton Keynes. It's about up the M1, motorway 1, about 50 miles north of London on the main motorway. It's a new town, about 55 years old.
Oh my gosh, in England, yeah, that's brand new.
270,000 people there.
Well, when we look at this, okay, so you're exposed to a huge amount of female hormones. This is why prostates end up having a problem.
I read all the side effects from hot flushes to put on weight to lose strength and all the rest of it. So when I got the verdict from the urology supremo there, there was a Miller nurse. You know about Miller nurses there. They're your backup there. So I said, yes, but there is one possible advantage. So they said, what's that? I said, my multitasking skills should increase.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we look at this, you're going to give up cheese and hormonal and animal products for about 3-4 months. Okay. No dairy, no cheese, and no animals for a while. Okay. There's
no meat and no cheese. No dairy.
Yeah. Only because it's female hormones and you don't want to be taking stuff that your body's going to have a challenge dealing with. We've got to get, ideally, we're going to find a corrective chiropractor. So where we can get your pelvis stabilized. And that's hugely important.
Yeah.
To stabilize the pelvis, it means that the area, down where the prostate is going to be compromised. Now, they've already done biopsies and radiation implants and everything else. Yeah. So they're damaging all the tissue in the area.
Yeah.
Now, I know I recommended in the past moist heat, hot, wet cloths on moist heat. So hot and wet. Okay. Yeah. And it's going to be like a damp cloth in the microwave, seed bag, something that holds heat. Yeah. And test it on the inside of your arm first, because you don't want to burn yourself down there. Yeah, but it's placed right in between the anus and the testicles, and that's right where the prostate is.
Yeah.
So that's going to start to rush blood to the area. Okay, then you can do prostate massage, which also helps rush blood to the area. And that's going to help a lot as well. And then you've got to clean up the blood, okay, and get the body healthy. Now, there's a couple of things. Carrot juice is antifungal, and this Gerson's been using this for decades, and it's going to help clean the lungs, which is a blood filter. And then you can use lemon juice and water. Okay, this is going to also help clean the kidneys, which is another blood filter.
Oh, I've just discharged one kidney stone. And there's another one, apparently higher up. up the tube from on the urology. I got that notice. So they've got to go down for another scan. I've had a scan, and they're not giving any more treatment for the second stone at the moment. So I don't know what's happening.
How about you take care of it? Okay. How about you take care of it? Malic acid, okay, in apple juice will help dissolve the stones. And the stones actually came from dehydration. So you got to be drinking enough fluids to where your urine is almost clear in color. So the malic acid is going to help dissolve the stones. The direct heat application on that pelvic area will rush blood to the area. Change in the diet will make a big difference, okay, where you're eliminating the animals and the dairy products.
Well, the radiotherapy was directed at the prostate.
Yeah, so they burned it. Yeah, so you're going to have...
They're trying to kill the cells.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's foolishness because your body formed the cells. It's the whole idea that cancer is attacking you instead of your body is actually adapting to the toxic and nutrient deficient environment that you have compromised blood supply and nerve supply to the area, and you're exposed to a huge amount of hormones that your body can't deal with. So the body walls it off, and this is where you get the swelling of the prostate and you get the tumor formation. So I'm talking about rebuilding healthy tissue.
I'm taking the old favorites. I'm taking tansilucin, furosteride. There's another one. I can't remember what it is. I've got six
medications.
But I took your advice. I leave an hour at least between each one through the day.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot better. But I'd love to get you to some chiropractor. We've got Terry Kimes in London.
Yeah, I've got his details, yeah.
Yeah, give him a call. So that way we can get an x-ray of your lumbar, we can get an x-ray of your spine, and restore that nervous system supply and stabilize the pelvis. That way at least the nervous system will be working correctly. And then you can get nutrients in the system and detox. This is why infrared therapy would be ideal for the prostate. It'd be also a great way to detox the system. And then instead of just giving you a vitamin D supplement, which is, that's like basic. It's like, what do you do for a guy that's dying of thirst? Okay, give him water. Vitamin D is like, this is like nutrition 101. and the female hormones they're giving you to shrink the swelling is working on a different theory. Okay, your body is just defective in its hormone production. They don't know why, so they're going to give you a fake hormone to alter your adaptation, which will change the blood test. It just won't change your physiology for the positive.
My yoga teacher said when I said about the urine flow not being good, very bad, he said, try pomegranate. So I'm taking two a day of those pomegranate capsules I've sent away.
Pomegranate is good, but if you could find a good Chinese herbalist, okay, because it doesn't sound like you're taking any prostate supportive supplements.
Yeah.
And when you look at this, you're going to see tons. Every Chinese herbalist around is going to have something with saw pimento, pumpkin seeds, Brazil nuts, okay, which are super high in selenium. And that's something, vitamin B17 from apricot kernels, all of this stuff. And this should be in your diet right away. So the Brazil nuts, you're going to be taking three or four of those several times a day. The apricot kernels with vitamin B17 is going to be amazing. That's something that everybody should be taking. Okay. And this is all basic stuff. And then that super soup that I recommended earlier, that's going to be ideal. Then you put moist heat in that area.
Yeah.
So you're going to be cleaning up the blood, getting the body work correctly. And you're given the materials to build healthy tissue.
Yep. well, I'm quite philosophical about it all. You know, I mean, I've had a good run, so I won't see my 87th birthday again. So, I packed in the dancing because I was a dancing anorex. So, in London on the cruise ships and everything else, but
cool.
It's all in the car.
well, my mentor, he's 87. He's going to be 88 this December. And yeah. He's running another seminar. We just had a seminar in North Carolina. He's doing another seminar in Puerto Vallarta, and he's planning a trip in 3 years for his 90th birthday party to France. So, buddy, I want you here longer. I like you.
Oh dear! You got to laugh. Yeah. So
enact half of the stuff I'm telling you to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I made a few notes. But, yeah.
Okay. You'll get healthier, brother, even if you just do a portion of it.
Yeah. I was thinking of hacking into my inheritance. My son won't mind. So I'd come over the pond and see you and get some direct treatment.
Hey man, I'll barter. You teach me how to dance. Okay, I'm only good at salsa. Salsa dancing, I'm pretty darn good at.
I do everything from ballroom Latin. I've got all my certificates and that. Rock and roll, Lindy Hop, everything. I can time tango, you know.
Buddy, I need help. Hey, Brian. Take care, brother.
Yeah. Thank you. God bless.
Bye. Desiree.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my dear. What's going on?
My mother-in-law, who's 84 years old, had a tumor in her bladder, which they removed on September 15th. Now they're telling her that she has to take these radioactive suppositories home twice a week to put in her vagina. And she has to wear a mask, she has to wear gloves, and that she has to wash everything down with bleach. I don't understand how they expect an 84-year-old lady to do this and be safe.
Yeah, any age.
Right.
You're going to have something incredibly toxic. It goes on the same crazy theory that this disease that nobody knows where it came from is now attacking her.
Yes.
That's just foolishness. When you look at bladder tumors, there's going to be a couple of things that's going on with her. One, her blood's not really healthy. Okay. Yes. Because that goes through the kidneys drain into the bladder. Two, her pelvis is going to be unstable. So she's got compromised nerve supply. So she's got long-term blood toxicities and a pelvic that's unstable. She can start to put heat on the bladder. And right in the front, there's a bone right at the bottom below the belly button, about like this far.
Yes.
The bladder's right behind there. Now, moist heat penetrates about 2 inches. Okay. So putting moist heat on there will help. That's going to help right away.
What about infrared? We have infrared sauna. Oh. We have infrared lights.
Oh, God bless you. Hun, if you were close, I'd high five you. Okay. Yeah, that's brilliant. Infrared can penetrate up to to 6 inches. That's fantastically good for her. But also make sure if she's taking, did she get the COVID shot?
Yes, 3 of them.
Yep. There you go. Tell her to be no more boosters.
No, she's not.
And luckily there's enough information out there now where they know that stuff is dangerous. But guess what that does? It damages the blood.
Right.
Okay. So we're looking at the kidneys are going to be a big issue. So we got to stabilize the pelvis. The infrared, direct heat, all of that stuff is going to be ideal for not just her pelvic area, but for her entire body. She's not sleeping good, and she only has one bowel movement a day, more likely as well.
Yes.
So we've got to heal her gut, get, lots of healthy fermented foods in her system, change her sleep patterns, look at her physical structure. And also she's probably going to be taking cholesterol medications and blood pressure medications.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got it all.
Yeah. So, and you figure nobody has high blood pressure. They have a stress response that they responded to correctly. Nobody has cholesterol issues. Their body is producing cholesterol in order to adapt to a chronic toxic circumstance. No one's going to have type 2 diabetes. Okay. That's a stress response as well. So her body is under stress.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The thing is, she lives in Florida. She doesn't live with us, but we're bringing her out to us for 3 weeks. Oh, so cool. I want to try to do the maximum in those 3 weeks that I possibly can for her.
Oh, darling, that's the best thing in the world. 3 weeks is going to be ideal. Yeah, just get her educated. Have her, if she's into watching videos, fantastic.
Yes, she is.
You know, just get her to understand that her body is designed intelligently. Oh, you know what? Have her watch the Rick Simpson story.
Okay.
Just for shits and giggles. Okay. Because here's a guy with cancer, developed an antioxidant out of cannabis leaves, you know, or cannabis flowers, and, you know, cured himself. But it's really the antioxidant effect. And then everything you do, clean up the blood. Get her on healthy nutrients and she's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, I can't convince her not to do the radioactive therapy. I mean, she's open to natural cures, but her doctor told her either you do this or you use your bladder.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. What a pleasant fellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just don't want her to. I mean, I'm afraid for her. She's going to kill herself doing it because there's no way she's going to be able to be safe from that radioactive activity that's occurring that she's going to have to do every day.
Yeah, look up the therapy the doctor recommended, okay. And just get on Google Scholar. It is still kind of good. They're starting to censor that, and you're going to see a whole bunch of negatives with that. So presenting her with the data that the radiotherapy is can damage healthy cells. Mm-hmm. And then if you can find anyone in your area to do a live blood cell analysis and to see what her blood looks like and just say, dear, you know, your blood's not healthy. It's taxing the kidneys and this stuff is draining into the bladder. And that's why you're getting the bladder tumors, you know, all of that. And then she's got to elevate her cholesterol levels so that she can start producing healthy hormones. Okay. And she's got in the blood, if you're taking something to suppress your blood pressure, it means your blood's not efficient at doing its job. So just have her deep breathe and have her check her blood pressure when she's with you and deep diaphragmatic breathing. That's going to be ideal. If you got the red light therapy, that's going to be ideal. She's going to start to feel better.
Yeah. Every time we have her with her, she does it. She loves the infrared sauna and the red light therapy. She loves it. It makes her feel great.
Oh, yeah. 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 You're going to be way ahead of the game. And giving her data that shows that the radiation therapy or radioactive therapy, she's not suffering from a lack of radiation. They're just trying to kill cells that are growing faster without addressing what's causing the cells to grow faster.
Exactly. Okay. Well, she's open to, you know, learning whatever, and she's open to natural medicine and natural cures. So I'm going to take advantage of having her for 3 weeks. I have a place called Real Health Medical that I can even take her to get the blood analysis. And we just have to go from there.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for you. Desiree, you're amazing. Well,
I learned a lot from you. Everything that I have and do, I learned it from you and Justin.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've got somebody in the chat area. Tim to everyone. Hi, John. Tim O'Dell. I have chronic muscle pain inflammation in the joint area around my shoulders. What would you do to reduce the inflammation? Thanks, bro. That inflammation is how the body heals itself. So we want to increase inflammation. The problem is if your head is forward or off to the side, all of these muscles back here that you don't have conscious control are going to be firing off. So number one thing is restore the curve in the neck. Okay. And this is going to be hugely important. And this is just putting your elbows here, you know, underneath your chin, so you're passively lifting up. That's part of it. But the other thing, and Tim, if your shoulders are rounding over, and this happens a lot with chronic old damage, and that's going to cause in between the shoulders to be horrifically tight. Here's another trick, and this is a really powerful one. What you want to do is roll up something about this diameter. If you're America, that's going to be like 4 inches, okay? 4 to 5 inches in diameter, okay? It's like the diameter of an IKEA water bottle. But I mean rolling up a towel or a newspaper so there's almost no compressibility to it. Put it horizontally like this, not this way, this right in between the shoulder blades, and you're going to lay on it. And it has to be a very firm surface, so not a bed, more like a floor or like a massage table. Now, when you lay on this, it's gonna be painful, okay? And you're gonna feel tightness in the chest more than likely. You won't be able to put your head all the way down, so you might wanna have a couple of pillows there. But once you lay on that, start deep breathing. And deep breathing increases intrathecal pressure and forces fluid back into the discs. And the discs are 70% fluid. So that deep breathing while you're underneath this or in that force loading, laying flat on a hard surface with the bottle, which is like triple this diameter, you're going to try and lay on it at least 5 minutes. If it's uncomfortable, just do it for 2 or 3 minutes. But work up to 5 to 10 minutes, and this is going to make a huge difference in between the shoulders because it's not muscle pain inflammation. The muscles are firing for a reason. And they're going to be firing because of rounded shoulders, head forward or head off to the side. Muscles don't react on their own. This is why if you've ever eaten a steak, the steak didn't jump off the plate and run around the room. So muscles are going to fire for a reason. And this is going to take care of the majority of what those shoulder muscles are going to be firing for. The next thing is look at our shoulder health video where you can just reform the joint capsule. But the biggest cause is forward head carriage and a hyperkyphosis. Mohammed, brother.
Dr. B, how about DMSO in plastic bottle?
DMSO in a plastic bottle?
Yeah. Is it okay or?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. No, it's a solvent. I don't know. I've only seen it in glass bottles, and I only mix it in glass because it's an industrial solvent. And it's like DMSO. It's not light sensitive, so I've seen it in clear as well as dark bottles, where chlorine dioxide is light sensitive, so you have to have colored bottles. But no, I wouldn't.
So it takes my nail polish off. DMSO takes my nail polish off. So yeah.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Pretty heavy duty, right?
Heavy duty stuff.
How about taking the chlorine dioxide with the DMSO? So how much time you need to separate them from each other?
You know, look like 10, 15 minutes, you know, it's just, they have two different effects. Like I drink chlorine dioxide all throughout the day and my blood is really good looking. I mean, I have my own little machine to check my blood.
Yeah.
Anybody that does the chlorine dioxide on a regular basis, their blood is freaking pristine because it does oxygenate, separate. It's fantastic. DMSO is used to detox the system, but it also has anti-cancer, antimicrobial properties. This is why anybody that before they start using DMSO, I recommend they read the book by either Morton Walker or Archie Scott, the DMSO handbook for doctors. And there's a lot of data out there. And to find a healthcare practitioner to help you is going to be hard. But self-education and doing it yourself is easier and better.
Yeah, I read that you shouldn't take chlorine dioxide with the vitamin C at the same time. It will deactivate the chlorine dioxide. So
cool.
That's why I asked about DMSO.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay, now, thank you, Dr.
My pressure. Okay. Here's one. Julio. Oh, wait. Stephanie, you got your hand up. Stephanie, you did have your hand up. Let's see, where are you?
Okay. Am I mute still?
Nope.
Okay. Sorry, this is my last one.
And now I freaking forgot what it was. Oh, my God.
What, darling?
I forgot now.
You forgot what you're going to ask?
I got all upset trying to unmute myself, and now I can't remember what it was. That's pretty bad. Okay.
Okay. Well,
I'll mute myself again.
Okay. Julia, to everyone, any thoughts on throat cancer? My brother had removed some nodules. They said it was cancerous. He doesn't listen to me, only to his doctors, but I keep trying. Yeah. So when you're looking at cancers, throat cancer in particular, he's going to have a problem with the neck. And he's also going to have a problem with his gut and a weak flora. So have him look at his physical, chemical, emotional stress, but that's the only way to get him healthy. Now, there's another one here. iPhone, Gene Anderson. My boyfriend has dark circles under his eyes beside more sleep. What do you think is going on? He's going to have mineral deficiencies for sure. And this is what you see with the dark circles. Mineral deficiencies comes from chronic stress or low stomach acid. So just tell him you're a sweet guy, you love him, but he's got some kind of physical, chemical, emotional stress. So he can increase his minerals, make sure it's a plant-based mineral, but he's going to have crappy sleep. Stephanie, your hand is up. Did you remember, my dear?
I did. Okay, so I try to give blood all the time, Doc, but they keep telling me that my hemoglobin is too low. So they kept telling me to, I start eating meat again, and I was doing all these different things, and I go back in, I still have the same problem. So they said iron, and I really wanted to avoid taking iron as much as possible, but.
I know. Well, people that have virtually no training in nutrition are giving you nutrition advice.
Okay.
So iron supplements are going to turn your stool black and tarry and look kind of funky. What's weird is you need a lot more than iron to form hemoglobin. Okay. So you need about 125 different minerals. So the best thing to do is to find a plant-based mineral supplement. Because you need a plant to grow in nutrient-rich soil, so it's going to draw out the copper, selenium, zinc, from a nutrient-rich soil. So sea plants are going to be the best. Okay. Sea plant-based mineral supplement, can't be from China or Japan. The one on the West Coast is Body Balance. That's like the best one, but virtually anywhere is going to have some.
Okay. Then
you might want to try betaine hydrochloric acid for the first couple, 3 weeks, and that'll increase the absorption. But ultimately, look at your sleep patterns. Because if you're sleeping poor, you're going to be in a chronic stress and produce less stomach acid. Right. So it might be that you're not taking it in. It's if you're in a chronic state of stress, you're not going to get the absorption.
Okay.
Okay.
So spirulina, is that spirulina? No.
Well, spirulina is good. Chlorella is good. Okay. Plant-based minerals good. But here, I'm going to give you a big plate of spirulina with chlorella with sea plants, but I'm going to stand on your feet while you're eating it.
Okay.
So you got to address the underlying stressors. That's why you can take betaine hydrochloric acid to increase the minerals or to increase the stomach acid, but no one's suffering from a lack of betaine hydrochloric acid. You're probably taking in sufficient minerals. Okay. But you're not getting the absorption because of low stomach acid. Then low stomach acid isn't a problem of the stomach. It has to do with physical, chemical, or emotional stress.
Right. Okay.
So that would be the underlying cause.
Right. I haven't been sleeping good at all.
Yeah. So let's get somebody who has poor sleep patterns. What kind of supplement would you recommend? Oh, I know. Fix the sleep pattern.
Right. Okay. All right, Doc. Thank you.
You are perfect, dear. I'm glad you remembered.
Me too.
Okay. Here. Okay. One more question from Karsten. Inspired from Tim. My wife has an injury to her right shoulder. She can't hardly lift her arm. The doctor says it's muscle, that it's inflamed, and wants to give her a shoulder block, which would be a better alternative. She has postponed the treatment, but if thinking about doing it next week. Okay, yeah. Not lifting her arm. This is called frozen shoulder. So, Karsten, you got to get her to a corrective chiropractor. There's a school in Spain, in Barcelona, Barcelona Chiropractic College. They graduate really good chiropractors. Call them up to see if there's a practitioner in your area. But she's going to have a cervical issue. So she's got to just sit like this to get her curve in her neck back and deep breathe. Look at her shoulder health video. She's got to get a great weight. And I'm talking around 4 to 5 kilos if she's the average size person to drop her shoulder down and just swing it. So look at her shoulder health video. Putting a shoulder block, that is barbaric. Shouldn't be doing that at all. But find the problem of it, because she's going to have impingement syndrome. When you've got compromised nerve supply to the shoulder area, you've got 4 muscles called rotator cuff that hold that humerus in a socket. If any of those muscles get weak, it doesn't fall out of the socket. It falls up because there's a deltoid muscle on top always pulling up. So hanging down, she's okay. When she goes like this, that's when there's an issue. And that's why she can't raise it, because she's going to be raising her arm not like this. She's going to be raising it like this, where there's going to be a whole biomechanical issue. That's because the capsule itself is distorted. So she's going to have impingement syndrome, meaning the capsule, it's called a labrum, that holds that humerus in the socket is going to be distorted. So she has to reform that. You've got to restore the nerve supply to it as well. For just direct relief, have her put moist heat, something hot and wet, on the shoulder capsule, and to also get a good weight of at least 4 kilos to drop it down. Then look at our shoulder health video, and that'll make a heck of a lot of sense. Yeah, shoulder block, that's crazy. Margarita to me. Hello, Dr. B. I've been on Eliquist, blood thinner, and blood pressure meds for a year due to AFib. I asked the cardiologist how to get off the med. Oh, yeah, that's right. He said, I won't, or I will have a stroke as well. I can't take supplements, he says, due to interfering with the meds. What can I do? Oh, my God. Okay. Margarita, it's the cardiologist is trained in giving you certain chemicals. Okay, AFib, that means that the heart is not functioning correctly. It's going to have a little fibrillation. The heart has 2 nerve supplies, one from the top of the neck or base of the skull, the other from the top of the thoracic area. Okay, it's now you're going to have an alteration in structure that's going to affect the nerves that supply the heart. So you got to get to a corrective chiropractor ASAP, and they're going to do a picture here at least, and you're going to see an area of cardiac arrhythmias on there. Now, blood pressure meds means your blood pressure is high. It means the blood is either not efficient at holding oxygen, or you got compromised nerve supply somewhere. Okay, so what we do, we look at physical, chemical, and emotional stress. So all 3 of those got to be addressed. So I would take x-rays of the pelvis, the lumbar, the thoracic area, the cervical, to look for physical stressors. If your big toe is leaning towards the other one, that means the pelvis issue. Now, nobody has high blood pressure, okay, unless there's a stress state. And then the body is going to regulate itself and elevate that blood pressure. So look at the physical stressors using that. Chemical stressors means poor sleep patterns, okay? And that means toxic diet. That could mean a leaky gut as well. So all of those things have to be checked. The crazy thing where the cardiologist is completely stupid is they're not looking at why your body would be responding this way. So you've got to identify what the heck is the problem. He's the blood thinner and blood pressure medications are covering up your stress adaptation. Without, if you're covering up and altering your adaptation to stress without addressing the underlying cause, which is going to be the physical, chemical, emotional stress, it's never going to get better. Okay, now, Charles.
Real quick, there have been a couple of things brought up, and I don't know if you remember when I saw you about the pelvis, the unstable pelvis.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. I'm trying to really ramp up. You know the trochanter belt?
Yep.
Okay, you said it was okay to do the elliptical. Is it okay to wear that while I'm on the elliptical?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, it's any activity that you're standing, walking, exercising, anything. Any kind of activity like that is ideal.
Okay, yeah, good. Because yeah. I want to get back and get real active. So I can't overwear it, right?
You can't overwear it. In fact, one of the cool things is when you put it on, when you don't feel a difference, then you probably don't need it because pelvis is stabilized really, really fast.
So,
So
does that mean after the adjustments I had from you, you know, there was a 30% improvement. Okay. Wearing a belt now and exercise, that's still going to continue to improve it? The stability?
The pelvis is perfect. The only time you need a trochanter support is if there's long-term lumbar issues or altered mechanics from the feet, knees, and ankles. So your gait is going to be off. And that's why we've got to stabilize the pelvis, which houses half of that autonomic nervous system, the rest, digest, and repair. So once we correct the biomechanics, this is why every time we're adjusting you, we're working the calf. We're adjusting the feet. We're stabilizing the pelvis. We're working those discs. And when you put that belt on and then you put the other belts tight, if it doesn't feel better, then you could throw it away. You don't really need it.
Okay.
Unless you have a sedentary lifestyle where you sit a lot. Like let's say you're an office worker, trucker, pilot. These people have notoriously unstable pelvises because they're sitting all the time. But that's also why we get the white foam piece to change sitting in the therapy. It won't help with pelvic instability, but it will help with lumbar issues and thoracic issues.
So how do I keep the pelvis stable? Like I'm still in sales. I have to drive sometimes. I get out of the car. It's a 4-hour drive. What's the best thing for me to do to help with my pelvis on the long drive?
Well, if I really liked you, I would have given you a white foam piece. Oh, I did.
But what does that have to do with the pelvis?
I just think about this, okay? Because when you're sitting, the lumbar curve flattens out, okay? And then all the stuff, you know, you're sitting on the ischial tubes of the bottom of the pelvis.
Okay.
You're putting that foam piece right at the junction of the rib cage and low back. It rocks that sacrum forward, restoring the curve in the lumbar. So you're de-stressing out the lumbar because the pelvises are perfect unless you're sitting a whole bunch and then that causes secondary lumbar issues. So this is going to correct the lumbar and thoracic issue. And that's why it's 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out, 20 minutes in, 10 minutes out. So the 4 hours you're sitting there, it's either back there or out. So you're always getting that hydration and that pressure, which takes the pressure off of the lumbar. And then that saves the pelvis.
Okay. I have been using that though while I've been driving.
I know.
So I know. See, I do listen. And one other quick thing, because I know a lot of these patients. No, you. Is there any type of exercise now that I'm back that I should not be doing that would undo the adjustments that I've had?
Nothing's going to undo it, but there is an exercise, and I haven't seen it a lot. It's the Roman chair, where you lean forward and then pulling back. Yeah, that destroyed the Roman Empire, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's a dumb one.
What about the one where you sit with your legs like this for the hip abductors, and you spread your legs out? Is that good for the pelvis?
Nah, not really.
That's what I want to know. Okay.
Yeah, because there's no muscle that crosses the back half of the pelvis. The best thing to do for the pelvis, okay, the piriformis crosses the front. But if the piriformis, and this is where people come up with piriformis syndrome, okay, it's the only muscle that crosses the pelvis. So that pelvic joint. So if that thing's increased in tone, it means the pelvis, the sacral iliac joint's unstable. So the correcting the lumbar, correcting your gait, doing that foot on a block stretch.
I do that, yeah.
That changing your gait, all that helps the pelvis.
Okay. And last thing, what about the glutes? Anything for those?
For the what?
The muscles in the back of the leg, the thigh muscles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, the back of the thigh, like the hamstrings in the back.
Oh, yeah, that's just any kind of exercise, bike riding,
okay,
walking.
So there's one where you bend down. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time that's why, like, ideally, you're moving every joint every day.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And then you get to 90, 100 years old, still playing tennis and dancing.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, brother. See you later.
Yes, you will.
And. Now, let me see. Brian has another question.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone put that in there. I didn't see your hand.
following on from me saying coming across the pond to see you, logistics, how the hell can I get there either by plane or by sea? Because I've had no COVID, no flu jabs at all. So how the heck? And then when I get the other side with my condition, insurance will go through the roof, won't it, with me?
Yeah, well, we don't take insurance anyway. So one of the things, and we had a gal from the UK, and this sounds like Casablanca, okay, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
And this, she made it over in 2021, okay, just the end of it. Or the beginning of 2022, she had to take a ferry over to Amsterdam. She got on a plane in Amsterdam, flew to Mexico City, okay, because Mexico was allowing people without the jab to come in. Then she flew to Tijuana, and then we got her care. So
from what was that after Mexico, Tijuana?
Tijuana. That's where our clinic is. Mexico City is kind of in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
And Tijuana is in the north part of the country, close to California. Yeah, but it's almost like you got to go contact the French underground, get some fake papers to get by the fascists. Wow. But with all the stuff happening with the European Union, I'm talking this week, they're talking about investigating Pfizer, okay, and wanting their money back for the money they spent on the shot that doesn't work.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I think we might be just a few weeks away from people saying, look, okay, we're no longer going to require it.
And also, with due respect on housekeeping, has your schedules, have they leveled out now? Because I made appointments on the due dates and then you changed them. And one of them, last but one, you said 23rd of September in the email. Did you notice that?
Oh, which one? I don't
about, know. About you, when you're doing your Q&As on Zoom.
Oh yeah. Yeah. In the end of September, yeah. I was in deep trouble because I had scheduled this and I forgot that I was in a seminar in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I didn't have good internet there.
Yeah. Cause you know, I put off an appointment to make sure I was on the date and then if nothing came through, you know, about, you know, what had happened to you or anything else for a week or two. So yeah. I wonder what's going on, you know?
Oh yeah. It's I'm the one that's running the schedule, and so I can make mistakes on that.
Haven't you got a backup team? I mean, you're the health professional. Let the admin people look after you. Haven't you got the backup?
No, I'm having some significant staff challenges. There's the understatement of the week.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, brother. It looks like last question. From Judy Gracias. My hubby had a stroke in 2021. He is going to a chiropractic neurologist and getting acupuncture and hyperbaric oxygen. If I get red light therapy for home, will that help him? Yes, it will. He's improving, but still does not have full functioning of the right arm or right leg. He has an enlarged blood vessel stroke. The chiropractic neurologist is the best guy to get him to. Okay, yeah, he's probably gone through the CARIC program. Brilliant. That's the one I went through. And he's just going to keep getting better. make sure that he's changed his sleep patterns. So have him look at our sleep videos. But you know, he's going to get better. That's the neat thing is, people with strokes, but you know, make sure, of course, the chiropractors and the acupuncturists are going to be talking him out of taking any stress related medications, and stroke people with strokes recover. Well, no more hands up, and it's been almost 2 hours.
Thank you so much.
That was really fun. Thank you everybody for participating.
I'm gonna
try and arrange it because I'm gonna be speaking to everybody from Thailand.
Oh, and wow. So
I don't know what time it's gonna be. We're gonna try and arrange a schedule in November.
All right.
Okay,
thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.